Saturday or Sunday? What does a Sabbath day look like for you? Do you have a day in your week for resting your body and praising your Savior? If so, what day is it? The look and feel of Shabbat, or the Sabbath, has changed immensely over the centuries. Until the year 321 AD, the Sabbath always began at sundown on Friday. Everything necessary to get through Saturday was prepared in advance, and since they didn't have electricity, sundown signaled the wind-down period of the day. But it wasn't simply a day of rest. It was also the day the family would unite as one group, listening to the leader of the day who would read from the Torah, the first five books of the Bible. All the people would respond in unison with praises and thankfulness, their minds focused only on their Creator for the day. No sounds of building, farming, chores, or any other kind of work could be heard. Nothing but conversation with Father. Then along came Constantine, the first Roman emperor to convert to Christianity. He decided that Sunday should be a legal day of rest. Following that, in 363 AD, the Council of Laodicea made it a law that all Christians must work on Saturday and rest on Sunday. Since that time, the Sabbath seems to have morphed into whatever day we choose to do whatever we choose, and sleeping in is popular. Most of us have no idea how it gladdens Father's heart when we unite to spend time with Him. The time is coming when I will gather together all nations and languages. They will come and see my glory. Isaiah 66:18. Every month on Rosh Chodesh, the new moon, and every week on Shabbat, everyone living will come to worship in my presence, says Adonai, the Lord. Isaiah 66:23. Weekly family reunions with Father as a guest of honor await you in eternity, but we are also commanded to practice the joy of uniting for Him while we walk in the flesh. Plug into the family and be recharged, whether it be in person or virtually. God will be there.